So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Abhay Chandra Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic. Prabhuji will glorify Vasudev Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh and Govind Ghosh. So thank you so much Prabhuji. We are very thankful to you that you are giving us your valuable time and association. Now I would like to hand over the call to you Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, today is the appearance day of Sri Govinda, Sri Vasudev Ghosh. So we will discuss the glories of these three brothers, Vasudev Ghosh, and Govinda Ghosh, and Madhava Ghosh. They were very, very wonderful associates of Lord Chaitanya. And these three brothers were very, very much serving together. And that service together pleased Krishna a lot. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Breshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshutarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada, he writes that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they used to dance in kirtan performances of Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh. These three brothers, they were very good kirtaniyas. And they would sing from the heart. Especially Madhav Ghosh. He was very expert in kirtan. Govinda Ghosh was like the temple president of a temple that he had inaugurated. And today is the disappearance day of their brother Vasudev Ghosh. Now Madhav Ghosh, the kirtaniya, he was known as the singer of Vrindavan, and especially he was very dear to Nityananda Prabhu. And when all three brothers, they performed Sankirtan, immediately Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda would start dancing in ecstasy. And it is said that in the Krishna's pastimes, these three brothers were Kalavati, Rasolasa, and Gunatunga Gopi. They used to recite and sing the songs composed by Vishakha Devi. So Vishakha Devi was expert in writing lyrics, and these three, Kalavati Gopi, Rasolasa Gopi, and Gunatunga Gopi, sing those songs. And these three brothers came in Lord Chaitanya's pastime as that. During Jagannath Rath Yatra in Puri, Lord Chaitanya would actually form seven kirtan parties. And all these seven kirtan parties would be performing kirtan in different places. Different devotees were in charge of that kirtan party. And Lord Chaitanya would then dance in each of those seven parties. There would be, each party had several mridangas, several kartals, and everyone was designated, and Lord Chaitanya would dance in the middle. And Lord Chaitanya would dance in the middle of each party. He would go to first party, then go to the second, in front of the Rath of Lord Chaitanya. But each party had their own dancers. So Madhava Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh, they were part of one kirtan party, and Vakreshwar Pandit was the chief dancer in their party. So it is described that because of the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these three devotees, they accompanied Lord Nityananda Prabhu when he returned to Bengal to preach. Because Lord Chaitanya said, Nityananda Prabhu, what are you doing here in Jagannath Puri? You should deliver the people all over the world, and especially in Bengal. Please go back to Bengal and deliver these people. And Lord Nityananda, he did not want to leave Lord Chaitanya, but under the order of Lord Chaitanya, he had to. And these three, along with many others, went with Lord Chaitanya, with Lord Nityananda back to Bengal. And they were dancing, and chanting from Jagannath Puri to Bengal. And then Madhava Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh, Ram Das, so many others, Gadadhar Das, Krishna Das, everyone was chanting with them, along with Lord Nityananda, chanting and dancing and going to Bengal. And they would go in so much ecstasy, suddenly someone would stop and say, hey, where are we going? And they would stop someone and say, a passenger, a passerby, and ask them, which route is Bengal? And they would say, oh, you left it 10 miles before. And they would say, oh, okay. Then they would turn around and then start chanting and dancing. And then after many hours, someone would stop by and then say, hey, are we on the route to Bengal? And the passerby would say, no, it's 5 miles that way now, the other way. So they crossed 10 miles plus 5 miles the other way. Then they would keep chanting and dancing. And again, they would pass the road to Bengal and go to somewhere else. And slowly, slowly, finally, after several months, they reached Bengal. So Lord Nityananda was very, very much pleased by the kirtan performances of Madhava Vasudev Ghosh and Govinda Ghosh. But when they were in Rath Yatra, the Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra was Rath Yatra festival, the Ratha cart would be, the decorations would be so magnanimous, it would be amazing. The cart appeared like it's made of gold. And the decorations at that time included mirrors and hundreds of chamaras. And on the top of the car, there was a neat and clean canopy, a very beautiful flag. The car, the Rath Yatra cart, was also decorated with various pictures and cloth and brass bells, gongs, ankle bells. And Lord Jagannath would also have, of course, Baladev and Subhadra in the other two cars. And then Lord Jagannath would remain in a secluded place with Lakshmi Devi, perform pastimes with her. Then, taking permission from Lakshmi Devi, he would come out to ride on the Ratha cart and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. At that time, at a point, the cart would stand still, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated Lord Jagannath with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Brahmananda Bharati, Paramananda Puri, they were also asked to apply sandalwood pulp. Similarly, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, they felt the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Lord Chaitanya would come, and that Maha garland and Maha sandalwood, he would garland all devotees, he would put sandalwood on all, pulp on all the devotees' heads. And even to the performers of Sankirtan, especially Swarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur. And all the Kirtan parties were honored in this way. In fact, these parties, they comprised of 24 chanters. In each party, there was two mridanga players and an additional 8 people. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Vakreshwar Pandit to dance in each of the 4 parties that were formed. And then the Lord formed another group. He appointed Govinda Ghosh as the lead singer, and Chota Haridas, Vishnudas, Raghav Pandit, they were the people who would respond to the singing of Govinda Ghosh. Madhava Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh also joined the group as responsive singer, and Vakreshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. And in this way, it is said that Vasudev Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh and Govinda Ghosh, they were especially very sweet-throated singers, very madhur singing they would do. And in their home village was within a place called Sri Hatta, in a place called Burangi Gram or Baduna Gram. It said that Vasudev Ghosh, his father, resided in Kumar Hatta. And after passing away of their father, Vasudev Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh and Madhav Ghosh went to live in Navadvip Dham. All 3 of them are actually eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And according to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, these 3 are situated in Madhurya Ras, as we explained, their original form as gopis. Vasudev Ghosh has written many songs about Lord Chaitanya. One of his very famous songs is Jadi Gaur Na Hoite Tobe Ki Hoite Kemone Dhori Tamde, which means if Lord Chaitanya was not there, then what would have happened? And similarly, Srila Jayapataka Maharaj has also composed a song based on Vasudev Ghosh's song by saying, Jodi Prabhupad na hoite, tobe ke hoite. Meaning, if Srila Prabhupad was not there, then what would have happened? Just like Vasudev Ghosh, he wrote, if Gauranga had not appeared in Kali Yuga, how could we tolerate living? How could we sustain as our lives? What he has given, this charm of life, without that, it would have been impossible for anyone to live in this world. And this Sankirtan movement that Lord Chaitanya has brought, that is giving cold rays to us. If he would have not come, it is impossible to live devoid of such a holy and gracious thing as divine love. Without, in this song also, he says, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how could we know that Radharani stands as the supreme in the world of divine love? All of these things we have received from him, and therefore now we think that life is worth living. Otherwise, to live would be suicidal. So, this is one song. Another song he has written is describing the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Shachire angane nache vishambhararai, which means, in Sachidevi's courtyard dances Vishvambhararai. Lord Vishvambhar, Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, he dances in Sachidevi's courtyard. Little Nimai. He's the master of the universe and a little golden boy. Hasi hasi piri piri lotiye kumai. Meaning he goes round and round and he runs and plays and then he hides. Lukiye chupai. He then hides somewhere, sometime. And then sometimes he laughs and says, you can't find me, Ma. You can't find me. And then his mother cries, oh, Vishvambhar, I can't see you. Where are you? And then she runs after her, or after him, to look for him. And from behind her, he comes and runs to her, holds her sari, and leaps with joy. This is the simple love of Sri Nimai. And these are the songs of Vasudev Ghosh, where he then says, the beauty of his childish form is radiant and fair, enrapturing the minds and hearts of all souls everywhere. There is another song, Vasudeva Ghosha Bole. Shuno re shabai jai Ram jai Krishna sei Jagannath jaya jaya Jagannath Sachiranandana Tribhuvane kore jara charana vandana. Jaya Jaya Jagannath, all glories to the Lord of the Universe. Sachiranandan, that Lord of the Universe is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sachiranandan, the son of Lord Sachi. Some people think he's the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi, That's why Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Shachirananda. But it's actually all glories to Jagannath, who is none other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shachi's son. Tribhuvane Kare Jara Charanavandan. The three worlds, they fall before his feet in Jagannath Puri. And then it says in Jagannath Puri, Lord Krishna holds Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. But when he comes to Navadvip Dham, he carries the danda and kamandalu, the staff and water pot of a sannyasi and a renounced mendicant. And then he talks about Lord Rama in the same song. Rama was previously chastised by Ravana, who came to perform different pastimes. And Gaura Avatar, he descends from Goloka with the mood of Radharani. And he, in this form, he preaches the Hare Krishna mantra. So therefore, Vasudev Ghosh, with folded hands, Kori Jodo Hatha, he chants the glories of that Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is none other than Krishna, who is none other than Rama, who is none other than Jagannatha. And Vasudev Ghosh glorifies all of those lords. I do not need to speak about hundreds and hundreds of avatars, says Vasudev Ghosh. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are the topmost avatar, you are the avatari, you are the source of all incarnations. Previously, you were famous as Lord Rama, you were also famous as Krishna, you are famous as Jagannatha. So there are many such wonderful songs that have been written by Vasudev Ghosh. And it is said that Govinda Ghosh had no children of the three brothers. And as he grew old, he was in some anxiety. Who would perform my funeral ceremony? Who will offer sacrifice in my honor after I pass away? So one night in a dream, Gopinath came, his Krishna deity, and said, "Don't worry, I will perform the sacrificial offerings myself. Don't have any fear." So even to this day, every year on the anniversary of passing away of Sri Govinda Ghosh, the Gopinath deity performs the sacrificial ceremonies in his honor. So Govinda Ghosh is very, very fortunate that way. And today is the disappearance day of Vasudev Ghosh, who passed away in this month of Kartik. Vasudev Ghosh disappearance. That's why today we call it as Vasudev Ghosh Disappearance Day. So, Srila Vasudev Ghosh ki jai. So today we'll also speak a little bit about Diwali and Govardhan Puja. We can learn a lot from these wonderful festivals. In fact, one of the reasons for this, there are several reasons for celebrating Diwali, which was day before yesterday, and Govardhan Puja, which was yesterday. And one of those three reasons for Diwali is the killing of Narakasura or Bhaumasura. Lord Ram, who appeared, who came back to Ayodhya, and he was welcomed back with the row of lamps. And finally, the pastime of Lord Damodar happened on this day of Diwali. So these three are the special These three are the special occasions in which, due to which we celebrate Diwali. The Narakasura killing is, Narakasura was not only, was also known as Bhaumasura. And Bhauma Asura means he was the son of Bhumi. His name was Bhauma. He appeared when Lord Varahadev rescued Mother Bhumi from the ocean of Garbhodak. He went down, Varahadev, into Garbhodak ocean and placed Bhumi Devi on his tusk and then placed her back in orbit. When she was touched by Varahadev, she got, she was impregnated. And the son of Varahadev and Bhumi Devi was none other than Bhauma. And this Bhauma was actually son of Varahadev. But he went into bad association of Banasura. Banasura is actually the son of King Bali, the great grandson of Prahlad. But this Banasura was an asura. And he had 1,000 arms. And when Lord Shiva would perform his Tandava, Banasura with his 1,000 arms would play the drums. And that made him that made Lord Shiva very happy. He was a devotee of Lord Shiva. But he had a wonderful parental lineage, but still he was an asura. He was the son of Bali, who was delivered by Vamandev himself. Bali was the son of Virochana. Virochana was the son of Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj, his great-grandson was Banasura, but he was an asura, and especially in the area of Assam. And Bhauma associated with Banasura, and he became Bhaumasura. So even the son of the Lord can get contaminated by this kind of contaminated association. So then later he started, kidnapping all these different princesses, 16,100 princesses, and Krishna had to come and kill his own son, kill Varahadev's son, Bhaumasura or Narakasura, to rescue these 16,100 princesses, and then he married all of them. And he expanded, he took them to Dwarka and expanded himself as 16,108 Krishnas, built 16,108 palaces, one palace for each queen, and would personally attend to the affairs of each queen. So this is the story of Banasura. Then also Lord Ramachandra, he came back to Ayodhya. And there are so many things that we can learn from Lord Ramachandra, from the story of Lord Ram, where we understand the power of bad association, how Kekayi, she loved Lord Ram more than her own son, Bharat. But Mantra came and contaminated her by her association and by those words. So then Kekayi said, I want Bharat to be the king. and Lord Ram obeyed the order of Dasharath. Dasharath had given the boon to Kekai, and with a heavy heart, Dasharath had to convey it to Lord Ram. Lord Ram accepted it and went to the forest. And Kekai, who her love was completely affected, contaminated by the envy of Mantra. So we should be very careful who we listen to, what kind of consciousness they have, those kind of things. Then Lord Ram, when he was leaving, all the residents of Ayodhya were very much attached to him. So they came along with Lord Ram. They said, "We also will not stay here. We were expecting you to be the king. And if you are not the king, we'll go wherever you are going." And then to all the residents of Vrindavan left all the material comforts of Ayodhya and started going with Lord Ramachandra. And on the bank of Sarayu. So this we can learn. We either want Ram or we want Aram. We have to choose. Just like the Ayodhyavasis, they left all the aram, all material comforts, and went with Lord Ramachandra. This is a test for every seeker of truth, whether we want Ram or aram. And then on the banks of Sarayu, everyone slept for the night, and in the middle of the night, Lord Ramachandra, Mother Sita and Lakshman, they woke up and they left. What we learn from this is that if we are not alert and we are lazy and we are complacent, Lord Ram will leave our hearts. Krishna will leave our hearts. So we should always be alert and tolerant and not be complacent. Now many people, and after that when they went inside the forest, they saw Mother Sita was kidnapped and they were running here and there, and everyone thinks, well, why Lord Ram could not end this whole Ramayana quickly? He's the Paramatma in everyone's heart. Instead of searching for Sita all over the place, he knows he's the Paramatma in the heart of Ravana. He could have just plucked his heart, and his heart, he would have had a heart failure, and Ravana could have died. Why Lord Ram had to go through all of this trouble in finding Sita alone? And the answer is that the Lord and His pleasure potency, Sita Devi, went through this whole ordeal so that we, the living entities, the jivas, can hear about the Lord and revive our dormant love. Because by hearing and chanting, we get liberation. But if the Lord does not perform such pastimes elaborately, how can we hear and chant elaborately about the Lord? So that is one of the reasons. The other thing we learned is on the way, Lord Ram and Lakshman met Shabari, who had been waiting for so many years for Lord Ram to come every day. Her Guru Maharaj had said, "You stay here, and one day Lord Ram will come." He did not say when. So every day she would expect Lord Ram would come. She would clean the courthouse. She would clean everything, courtyard. And everything she would keep clean. She would get well dressed. And all of that, just in the hope that Lord Ram will come today. But then he would not come. The next day she would get up, and again with great anxiety and anticipation, clean up everything. Make sure everything is spick and span. She has taken proper bath. She has done all the preparations because Lord Ram could come any time. But he would not come. And then years passed by and she continued doing this without losing her patience, without losing her determination, without losing her enthusiasm. And seeing this Utsaha Nishchaya Dhairyat that Rupa Goswami says in his Upadeshamrita, seeing the enthusiasm, patience and determination, Lord Ram came one time. This should be our consciousness like Shabari. Every day we should remember that our Guru Maharaj is coming. Srila Prabhupada is coming. If Srila Prabhupada would visit any temple, the entire temple for weeks, all the devotees would come together and start serving together to keep the temple spick and span, make sure all arrangements are there when Srila Prabhupada arrives, who will go to pick up, who will, when Srila Prabhupada comes, where will he sit, where will he take bath, his room should be taken care of, and then he'll come and take darshan, so the deities should be very, very nicely taken care of, and all of that. And the whole consciousness of the entire temple that he would visit would become elevated. But if we have this consciousness all the time, Srila Prabhupada is coming, Srila Prabhupada is coming, Lord Ram is coming, and with that patience, enthusiasm and determination we continue, then Krishna will definitely come. Srila Prabhupada will definitely be pleased and reside in our hearts and our temples. And we should have all these three. Utsaha, nishchayata and dhairya together. Enthusiasm, determination and patience together we should have. If we have only enthusiasm, no patience, then we'll get discouraged very soon. If we have only patience but no enthusiasm, no determination, then we'll become lazy. We'll be like, okay, if today it's not coming, maybe tomorrow, maybe not this lifetime, maybe next lifetime. So we need to have a balanced amount of enthusiasm, determination, and patience balancing each other out. Otherwise, it's not healthy for our spiritual life. Then later, Lord Ram, he killed Ravana after a long fight. But in order to kill Ravana, he had to use a special arrow which was given by Agastya Muni. That arrow was used by Lord Ram to kill Ravana by piercing his heart. So we need the grace of the devotees, of the sadhus, to be able to pierce the heart of our lust within the heart, which is represented by Ravana. Ravana represents lust, which is taking Ram without Sita, taking Sita without Ram. So by the grace of the devotees, we can be saved. We can kill this lust. And then in this Deepavali festival, after Lord Ram came back to Ayodhya, he was welcomed with the row of lamps, which is called Deepavali. And this is how we should welcome the Lord in our hearts. We should light a row of lamps within our heart, which destroys all the ignorance. And then Lord Ram will come. When our heart is fully illuminated, then we can experience Lord Ram and his presence within our heart. So this was about Lord Ramachandra. That's why Diwali is celebrated. And also a wonderful pastime of Mother Yashoda binding Krishna happened on the same day, which is why he got the name Damodara. Dam means rope, Udara means belly, one who is bound on the belly by the rope of love. And several other speakers may have spoken in detail about this pastime. I'd like to just say one thing. When Mother Yashoda was trying to tie baby Krishna to the wooden grinding mortar, the rope was 2 fingers too short. And then she would get another rope and tie it. And again, try to tie Krishna, it would be 2 fingers too short. And she tried again and again. She got the ropes from all the gopis, from everywhere. And she tied and extended the rope. And then it was still 2 fingers too short. Because of that, Mother Yashoda, she tried all sorts of things. She got the challenge of failure, exhaustion, and criticism. Because she was not able to tie Krishna, it was failure after failure, extending the rope and doing this, failure after failure. And she was completely tired because she was trying for 12 long hours to just tie Krishna. And then finally, when Krishna saw that Mother Yashoda is so tired, and she was being criticized by everyone. It's been 12 hours, you can't even tie the small child. But still, Mother Yashoda did not give up. Similarly, when we are trying to bind Krishna in our hearts, we will experience the same challenges. We will think, I have been chanting for so long, I have been following the regulative principles for so long, but why is there no change in my heart? Why am I feeling like a failure? Because our definition of success and failure is different than Krishna's definition. We look at the results, Krishna looks at the efforts. As long as we are putting the efforts, it's success from Krishna's point of view. And He will give His mercy whenever He wants. But we should continue our efforts. We will also be tired of doing bhakti. We will get failure after failure and we'll say, hey, this bhakti doesn't work. And then we'll be criticized by our relatives. What are you doing this Hare Krishna chanting every day? What does it give you? There's no use. Rather, go and make some more money. And even in the association of devotees, sometimes we'll be criticized for unjust things. So, we should not give up. We should still follow Yashoda Mata's example and continue trying to bind Krishna. And seeing this effort to bind Krishna, Krishna was pleased by that. Drishtva Parishramam Krishna Kripa Asit. This verse in Bhagavatam says that when Krishna saw that Mother Yashoda performed this parishram, parishram, shram means hard work, but parishram means hard work from all angles. This word pari, when it is put in front of any word in Sanskrit, it means all round. So parivartan means all round transformation. Not just a little bit of a change. It's a complete transformation. Parivartan. Parivrajakacharya. One who travels all over the world. Parivrajakacharya. Everywhere. Pariyavaran. Meaning not just the weather, but the climate all over. So many such words are there. Parivar. So different words are there. They mean, so parishram means from all sides. Krishna does not want us to see working hard in one area of devotional service. He wants us to see working hard in all areas of devotional service, leaving no stones unturned to please Krishna. And when He sees that desire, that eagerness to please, we express that eagerness to please Him by chanting the holy names primarily. And then we perform all these other activities that help us in chanting our holy names. Then Krishna Kripa Asit, He gives His mercy. And even then He did so, He was pleased by the effort because He does not like to be bound alone. He likes to be bound by the association of devotees. So these ropes that were tied one after the other were the ropes all over of all the gopis from Vrindavan. They contributed. And Krishna was bound by the contribution of the association of all the devotees, which was offered to Krishna by Mother Yashoda. But it was the contribution of everyone. Krishna does not like to be bound alone. He likes to be bound when devotees come together to please Him. That is much more pleasing to Him than someone doing it alone. So bhakti can never be done alone. If we really want to please Krishna, let's cooperate in the association of devotees and try to bind Krishna. Krishna will be pleased. He'll give His mercy. The two fingers of parishram and kripa will be completed and we'll be able to bind Krishna. Shri Damodar Bhagavan ki jai. So with this, we'll end here. And if there are any questions or comments, we can take now.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu Dandavats. Thank you for the
Hare Krishna.
It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. I really liked when you were talking about failure and criticism and group effort. Very, very instructive. Something that kind of very applicable to me at this point. So very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for such a fantastic class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Anyone else?
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, traditionally in ISKCON temples, they don't celebrate Diwali festival. So, and more importance is given to the Govardhan Puja. So, could you explain the reason behind that, Hare Krishna?
I have seen in our temple, whichever temples I've been, Diwali and Govardhan Puja have been celebrated. They're two different festivals, but somehow I have seen them celebrated with equal pomp and attention. But yeah, Govardhan Puja, but in other places, Govardhan Puja I've seen in non-ISKCON temples that Govardhan Puja is not so much focused on. They focus on Diwali, but not Govardhan Puja. And but yeah, Diwali is also an important festival for signifying Lord Ram, Narakasura, and also Damodar. Pastime happened that time. So, and then next day, Govardhan Puja, Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill, and he proposed the Karma Mimamsa philosophy that everything happens by our own effort. He gives different explanations and then defeats it himself. But yeah, we should give equal importance to Diwali and Govardhan Puja.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Did you hear somewhere that Diwali is less important?
Prabhuji, if you look at even the ISKCON calendar also, you would see it is not highlighted, the Diwali. In Austin it was previously, it was never celebrated, Diwali, and I think only Govardhan Puja was celebrated. And I was of the impression that when the ISKCON movement in the initial days were, there were never a Diwali celebration. I think people, because the pastime of Krishna, of lifting Govardhan Puja was much more important, I think. People, if it's two continuous days, this is my assumption. I'm sorry, I don't know if it's right. People, devotees would be tired to do the more important festival of Govardhan Puja. Probably that was the reason, that was my assumption. I wanted to see your opinion on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Wherever I've been, it has been celebrated with equal pomp. But in the Vaishnava calendar, if you see the GVC calendar in vaishnavacalendar.info, it says 7th November, Wednesday, Deepadan, Diwali, Kali Puja. And then 8th November is Go Puja, Go Krida, Govardhan Puja, Bali Dathirat Puja, and Sri Rasikananda appearance.
That's correct, Prabhuji. But if you see the Govardhan Puja, I think it is highlighted. That's why I was in the calendar.
Okay. The calendar I'm seeing is vaishnavacalendar.info. It is a text calendar. So anyway, maybe the calendar you're seeing is having that. But But yeah, Diwali in general is also associated with the Hindu festival, and they do it more for Lakshmi Devi and like that, which we honor and respect. But as devotees, our concern is more with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So maybe that's why people feel Diwali is not celebrated the way we celebrate, you know, but it's celebrated in other parts of India.
Right, thank you, Fruji. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Hare Krishna. We don't have crackers in the ISKCON temples, especially not the ones I've been to. So maybe that's why people feel, oh, it's not much importance.
Okay.
All right. Any other question or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, thank you so much for the enlightening class today about these personalities. I think I remember you saying something like that, you know, our service should be done in the association of devotees. So I was wondering how that applies to our japa. Because distinction is made between, let's say, japa and sankirtan, which you do congregationally. So japa seems to be like maybe an exception to that, or what?
No, japa also, Prabhupada said we should sit together. You know, like Prabhupada said, everyone should be in the temple room and chant japa together. Meaning, it's a softly enough that we can hear our japa. But if we perform japa sitting in the association of devotees, it has much more. All devotees experience much more focus and attention. And when their mind is being distracted, suddenly they see a devotee who is so intensely chanting, and then we get that same enthusiasm, oh yeah, yeah, I need to chant like that, and so on and so forth. And in the association of devotees, if we sit and chant japa, it is much, much more effective. It helps a lot. So japa also should be done as much as possible. If devotees sit in circles with Tulsi Devi in the middle, helping each other. If someone is like dozing off, the other devotee can very humbly ask that devotee to, Prabhu, please, let's be attentive. And sometimes that devotee becomes very defensive. No, 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 I was not sleeping, I was meditating. You say, yes, yes, sorry, Prabhuji. but still, at least, if there was no association of devotees, you know, probably that devotee may have given up and said, all right, I'm feeling so sleepy, let me put my weed bag and take some rest. But in the association of devotees, we get strength from each other's, looking at each other's chanting. That's why this japa, Bhakti Sangha japa group is also there. So that if we are not physically able to be there, at least in the mental space, through this conference call, we can be together. And that'll help us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know what to say. I mean, my personal experience is that I totally validate all that you've just said, but I'm just saying that my personal experience is that it's actually opposite, you know? I feel that I'm able to focus more by myself, and the presence of other bodies I find distracting because, you know, I want to look at it, my surroundings rather than focus on my japa. But I do see the the value of what you're saying. I think for myself personally, it doesn't work that way, but I can see how it can work.
So even when we are chanting alone, still we have our beads with us, we have Guru Maharaj, because we are following his instruction, we have Srila Prabhupada with us, because we are following his instructions. We have Krishna and the 100, it said the beads are the 108 gopis, and we are associating with them. Krishna is dancing on our lips, and while along with the 108 gopis who are in the Japamala, and of course great devotees who are really realized experience all of these pastimes as soon as they start chanting Nam Rupa Guna Leela. So there is association of devotees in that sense too. If not, you know, physically or external or mentally, but at least on a spiritual level, there is association of devotees.
Yes, nice. So you mentioned the 108 gopis as represented by the beads. The our guru, the Prabhupada, and of course Krishna.
Yeah.
I think that's everybody that you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
All right. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any other questions or comments? If not, we can end here. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama anant koti vaishnav vrinda ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful